Where do I start? Well, my name is Sylvia, and I've been married for 58 years. I'm 83. I rather wish I wasn't 83. I'm not one of those people that goes around saying, I'm 83, because I'm great. It's not like that, but I'm 83 and I have to cope with that. However, that makes it all the more important, actually, to try and lead a healthy lifestyle. Mm. So I can go on longer.
Well, I mean, you are obviously super healthy at the moment. You are vibrant. I mean, I'm already getting such a positive, like, aura from you, which is awesome. But, I mean, like, you're a yoga teacher at 83. Mm-hmm. We were just saying about your mother being a yoga teacher at 89.
Yes.
Like, I mean, that's incredible. But, I mean, is it a mindset? Is it, like...
Well, I suppose to some extent it is. My mother actually had a stroke when she was 61, which she took 2 years to get over. But then she really took herself in hand, and she lost weight, and she was careful what she ate, and she took lots of exercise, and she took up yoga and ended up as a yoga teacher. And she was very inspiring, and she inspired a lot of people besides me.
And obviously she was your inspiration.
Yes, she was, yes.
For health as well as in life, I guess.
Yes, she was.
So, I mean, the kind of point of this podcast is to ask that question, what is a healthy lifestyle? I try and find that answer sort of on a daily basis in, like, the way I eat or the way I drink or the activity I do, etc. But I'm really confused as to whether it's one thing or all of those things. So, I mean, from your perspective throughout your entire life, and even more so now with the activity that you do, etc., could you pinpoint it to one thing? Could you?
No, I don't think I could pinpoint it to one thing. Obviously, the things that people normally think about, which is eating healthily, keeping your weight down. It's very difficult to lose weight once you go up, isn't it? One doesn't have the self-discipline, or at least I don't. So, you know, it's keeping it at a reasonable level. Exercise are very important. One of my sons is a psychologist, and he deals with elderly people. And he says it's really important, as you get older, to do lots of walking, because walking stimulates the brain as well as the body, you know. So when he rings me up, he says, have you had your walk today, Mum? And I say, well, I didn't quite manage it today, but I did walk a lot yesterday. But the yoga has been very important to me. I've been teaching it since about 1993. And yoga's very good for flexibility. I don't teach any of the advanced poses now, because I was never very good at them anyway, but I don't think they're very good for a lot of people. So I think it's mainly flexibility, breathing. I do a lot of breathing with the movement when I teach. But it's also about knowing how to let anxiety go, you know, just to sort of relax out of it and say, well, this is where I am, how am I going to cope with it, rather than saying, oh my god, you know, this has happened to me and I'm so miserable and all that sort of thing. Just this is how it is now, how do I cope best with that?
Because there's the Buddhist saying, which is, when the mind is still, the kingdom appears.
Yes.
Very much that moment of the presence, I guess.
Yes. And with my people who come to my yoga, I've said, you know, to be able to be still, it's really something important. And some people find that very difficult. Mm.
So do you find, obviously, this movement of mindfulness? I mean, is it gimmick, or is it actually, is there something really deep-rooted in there? Is it a way that you deliver that kind of experience, or is it really something that only oneself can experience truly?
Well, I think it's very fashionable Mm-hmm. And I know from my son that psychologists are all doing it with people in groups. Whether they'd still be doing that in 20 years' time, I don't know. There might be something else that's sort of fashionable to teach. But I'm sure it's good.
Mm. So you've not gone down the kind of quick 10-minute meditation throughout the day or anything like that?
I've done some meditation, obviously, but I can't say it's part of my life. Mm. Because I think, actually, you can just let yourself go quite quickly without doing 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
So in your working life, was any of this at the forefront of your mind, this idea of a healthy lifestyle, a healthy balance? Or is this kind of since then? Is it a secondary thing?
Well, I suppose it's part of my personality that I'm not rushing around getting worked up about things. So I suppose I've developed that side.
And would you say that it's something that, I mean, I guess it can be taught, and obviously you learn from your mother a lot.
Mm.
But would you say, as you said about the fashionable sort of side of that mindfulness, I'm just trying to think to myself, well, you know, there are spinning classes, there are HIIT classes, there are this class, the new rage of a workout or a diet plan or something like that. Is it something that you can just get involved in the fads, or is it something you really have to have deep rooted in you that you do believe in this kind of constant balance or this constant?
I think you need to believe in it, really, that this is a good way to live.
Mm. And would you say, as much as it's about what you do, the physical elements, it is a much the same about the mental elements as well? Because I know you're learning languages now, and like, tell me about that.
At the moment.
Just Latin, yeah. I love how you just brush that off. You know, how incredible.
And I'm learning it with other people of my age group. I'm not the only one. But I did learn a bit at school, because in those days they taught Latin much more in schools than they do now. But I absolutely hated it. But now I find it so interesting, actually. You know, so many words in English are from Latin, and seeing the connections. And also, I think the books, the school books in Latin, which is what we work through, are so much more interesting now, because you learn about the Romans. And in my day at school, it was just about Caesar's Gallic War. Which was very boring, especially for girls.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, that mental challenge as well. I mean, how important do you think it is to kind of challenge yourself in that respect?
Oh, I think it is. I think sometimes people, when they get old, they kind of give up a bit. You know, they just start being old and they sit around a lot, and they make life easy for themselves. They don't set themselves challenges. That's pretty, really. Start getting immobile. Mind you, very often they can't help being immobile, you know, due to arthritis, things like that. But the more immobile you are in your body, probably very often the mind gets a bit vague too, because you're not getting out and about and, you know, seeing the world and getting interested in the world.
And I guess it's that quite interesting phrase, being interested in the world. I mean, I guess that hunger, that curiosity, you still need to have that.
You do, yes.
And keep it burning and keep... I mean, did you have to make a conscious decision to say, I'm not doing enough, I need to do more? Or have you always had a constant sort of curiosity for life?
I think I have. I've done lots of different sorts of jobs, and I've travelled quite a bit. And the last, paid work that I did, I was a counsellor, and that you know, you mentioned earlier that you like to hear people's stories, and I'm fascinated by people's stories, so that kind of interest in what goes on in other people's lives. Mm.
I mean, I think there are... It's often easy to overlook the journeys that people have gone on in their life, which are so different to one another.
Mm.
You know, no two the same, and also no two learnings are the same, you know, in terms of what people have picked out. And I guess that's kind of the part of the root of this kind of journey podcast sort of series thing, where, you know, I think about what I eat. I think about whether I'm walking enough, or, you know, I check my pedometer on my phone, and I do all of those things. And when I'm not doing those things, I look upon myself in a negative way. So if I haven't walked 5,000 steps, or I've chosen maybe an unhealthy choice for lunch, I think, Kieran, what are you doing?
Mm.
You know, why have you done that? And then I question whether, on one hand, I'm trying to be healthy by eating those things and walking, but is it unhealthy to, you know, pull myself over the coals?
Yes, it's not helpful, is it? Feeling negative about yourself.
No.
I mean, I can quite honestly say I'm not very self-disciplined about things. I mean, I do eat cake sometimes, but I try not to on the whole, you know. But if I do, I think, well, better do better tomorrow. But I don't think negatively about myself. I think that's actually quite bad to do that. It's not good for you.
No, you're right. You're right. But I think a lot of people struggle with it.
Mm.
I think, you know, we're seeing lots of people do their fitness classes and their gyms and their protein shakes, and there's this, certainly with social media, this, you know, perspective of what healthy looks like. And exactly one of the reasons why I'm questioning it.
Mm.
Because I think it's important that we recognise what healthy actually means. And actually, does it go beyond the selfish idea of healthy? So what we do and what we eat and what we, you know, do to keep fit, etc. And actually, does it go beyond there and look at, you know, every person that you help and teach with yoga, or every time you go and support someone in the community, or all your friends get together and learn Latin together?
Mm.
Actually, is that super healthy? Because not just from a selfish perspective where you're learning and achieving something, but you're supporting a community of people. You're being healthy by helping their health, if that makes sense.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm thinking too deeply about this whole thing, but I just really love the question of what is a healthy lifestyle. Mm. So I guess I kind of flick back to you, where you're learning with your peers. Do they have the same perspective as you? Are they as active, as mentally aware of and consciously aware of what you're trying to do?
Yes, I think so. I think accepting other people and actually understanding that even if you know, some people disapprove of some people, they can be quite critical of other people, but you know, that again is very negative for you as well as the world out there, isn't it? If you can just feel, well, so-and-so is who they are, and have compassion for them, even if you think that they're all wrong. You know? And I think that's good for you too, as a person. And I think if you feel negative about yourself, if you, you know, have a day that you're not doing the right thing, you're not being compassionate with yourself, are you? I think, you know, accepting and being compassionate is very important in life. Mm.
And would you identify any sort of specific challenges that you've come across, or any specific moments that you've questioned that in your life so far?
Well, I think on the whole, I've always been fairly easygoing. So it hasn't been a big thing for me to be critical of other people. But I think as I've got older, it's become more an important thing to me. Mm.
And would, you know, I'm 27 now, and I can remember the times when I was 16, looking at everyone else, thinking, oh gosh, you know, these people are great. I mean, I'm not the biggest of blokes, obviously, and I can remember when I was 16 and people were growing up a lot quicker than I was, and sort of thinking, you know, all the things you do think at that age. But looking back, and I know that kind of nostalgic, what's the best piece of advice kind of thing, is always it's a funny, maybe cliche question, but is there a piece of advice that you could give someone like me or someone younger that are kind of struggling with this question? Is there some reflection?
I don't think there's anything that I haven't said already. You know, just be you, be accepting of you, be accepting of other people, and just develop that side of yourself, really.
So you wouldn't link it to always eat your greens, or, you know, it's not something specific like that.
No.
That's cool. Because I think it's, you know, is it, maybe you feel differently, is it, maybe I'll ask the question, what you put in to your body is what you get out, I guess, or is it not? I don't know.
Well, I'm not saying don't care what you eat. Obviously,
of course,
one does try to eat healthily.
Yeah. You know,
but who does that all the time?
Totally. And you strike me as obviously as a very happy person. You've got a great laugh, and yeah, how important is that? How important is humour and laughter? And
yes, it is important. And I like people.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, I worked for some years as a counsellor, and I heard a lot of stories. And that's made me like people even more, perhaps, that I've heard so many stories.
And would you say, is there a story or a person or someone you've met that's kind of changed your life or perspective or?
Well, that's difficult, really. I mean, I've mentioned my mother. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone beyond your mother, would you say?
I suppose lots of people, really.
Is there any
along the way?
Yeah. Has there ever been a you know, a life changing moment? Anything that sort of you can recall?
I can't really.
No. It's just always interesting. It's always interesting to know. Because people, the idea that sometimes people have this epiphany in life and suddenly.
Suddenly, you know, it's all clear or it's all changed.
Yeah.
Or something. Yes.
You know, and I wonder if that is actually a thing or if it's kind of, you know, self. You know. I'm not sure, but hey, there's no right or wrong answer, is there? It's just your journey. So do you see yoga teaching until 89, 90 even? Do you want to beat your mum's record?
I'll be lucky if I get anywhere near her record, really. I think she was quite extraordinary.
I'm sure you will.
We'll see.
And is there any other sort of activities on the cards? Are you going to start going into, like, adventure sports or...?
Well, one thing I've taken up recently, I go to the library as a volunteer to talk with foreign people who want to practice their English. And they're from all sorts of different countries. And I'm finding that really interesting and hearing about, you know, the different cultures and... Obviously, they're all a lot younger than me. But also realising how much we are also alike.
And I guess in today's world, we're bombarded with the differences, and less so about the things that join us. In both community and in self, I guess. How important is that? Is community in that, then?
It's important, isn't it? I think it's important to be doing things within the community. I mean, it might be when mum's younger, one does voluntary work and something. If you've got the time, or you might be working so hard with your job, but to, you know, to be out there is important.
And like minded people stick together and show me your friends, show me your future kind of mentality that you group.
But if you only meet like-minded people, you're not stretching yourself very much, are you? Or learning much, are you? If you just stick to, these are my friends. Anybody else.
It's super important though, as you say, you know, to that want for learning. I guess that curiosity for life is healthy, but also inspires more healthy thinking and
yes.
Well, I mean, I think I would love to be at 83 teaching yoga. I mean, I should start doing yoga, actually. I kind of said to myself, me and my best friend have said we should do yoga at some point. At least give it a try, and we still haven't got around to doing it. But I'd like to think if I did start soon, that by 83 I'd still be doing it. You know, or at least try and beat your record. but no, I appreciate it. I mean, as I say, the question, what is a healthy lifestyle? I think it's, from what I'm picking up from our conversation, is about that curiosity. It's about that being self-aware, but not too serious. Not really focusing on those little things like your steps and your eating, but being conscious of it. And generally having a joy of life. You strike me as someone that really just, I'm imagining you through the parties, or are absolutely the lifeblood of every party going. I can imagine that. I can completely imagine it. And I think,
don't go to many parties these days. No.
I bet the ones you do go to are completely incredible. But no, I think that's really interesting. I mean, has there been any religious or spiritual elements to you?
No, I'm not religious. Now, the word spiritual sometimes covers a bit more than that, doesn't it?
Very broad, yeah.
But I haven't got a religion, no.
So have you, focusing maybe more so on that spiritual side then, have you ventured into, what are your feelings on that, or influenced?
Well, what do you mean by spiritual?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I guess in one part of my mind it looks at an energy source in some shape or form. On another part of me, it probably resonates to probably a more religious side of things. So, what do you...
One thing that's been of interest really is reading some of the ancient philosophers.
Oh, I think it's a bit loud. I'm going to see if we can just tell them.
Some of the ancient philosophers, they're interesting to read.
Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes they went along with their religion to some extent, but what they talk about in their philosophy is not religious as such. It's more the kind of things that I've been talking about, where being aware of yourself, being leading they all seem to lead a fairly moderate sort of life. Moderation sounds a bit dull, doesn't it? But
well, I think it's actually the word, isn't it? It's about, I mean, you've said you're not very disciplined, but it seems like self-discipline is the main thing.
Yes, I think to try and develop self-discipline, but not to beat yourself with it.
I think that's actually a really important message, you know, because I think often in our lives it's really easy to beat ourselves with other people's perceptions as well, and how we get to understand and feel comfortable with those. But I think there's something I'm certainly going to take away from this today. And I appreciate that. I do. I think a lot of people can learn from that kind of thinking. Yeah. Well, again, I really appreciate your time today, and it's been super nice chatting with you. And the idea of you being self-disciplined but not beating yourself up with it, I think is an important message, certainly to the young people that, you know, are probably asking the same question and are probably going through that journey of beating themselves up with their perception of healthy, you know, which is unhealthy. So no, I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Thank you.